If there's anything we love in Philly, it's food. And if there's anything we love more than food, well, there's nothing we love more than food, but a close second is drink. In this week's Things to Do, you have multiple options to do both. As you may have heard, Zahav is one of the best restaurants in the city, but it's hard to get a reservation there. Now you don't have to, as earlier this month, they started a walk-in patio service.
You know, I grew up thinking that if you wanted to be a professional chef, that you had to like sous vide and wrap things with like transluminase and chicken skin. And while those things are fantastic and the techniques are brilliant and you can really achieve awesome, cool stuff, you know, meat that is like marinated or ground on a stick over charcoal, and you've got the acid and the salt and the spices and the smoke. This is the way that people want to eat in Philadelphia.
That's Chef Mike Solomonov talking to Eater about how he conceived Zahav. The patio is first come, first serve, and only open from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday with an a la carte menu. But it's one step closer to finally getting in. They're serving up all things Barbie this weekend as the movie starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling hits theaters on Friday. Blondie's and Mammy Young's Barbie pop-up goes through July 28th. Enjoy specialty drinks like Ken's Kiss Rosé and Barbie-themed sweets to soak it all up. Attire? Barbie pink. I can take the heat, baby, best belief, that's the moment I shine. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me. In University City, it's time to dine because University City Dining Days starts tonight. That means discounts at participating restaurants in the area, which serve a diverse variety of cuisines from Vietnamese to African. We're talking prefix three-course lunch and dinner options from $20 to $40. With those kind of prices, you already know it's a good idea to make your reservations in advance. If that song doesn't take you back to childhood, were you ever even a child? Hearing it was like the Pavlovian call to arms for ice cream-loving kids. If you want the same feeling that the sweet treat gave you back then, head to the Ice Cream Festival on Filbert on Saturday. It's hosted by Bassett's, a Reading Terminal staple since 1892. The free pay-as-you-go festival offers up kids' activities, a live DJ, ice cream-making demos, and Summer Santa. It's July. What better time to take a pic with Santa and a dripping ice cream cone? The festival goes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. After all that eating and drinking, you'll probably want to burn some calories. If so, you can head to the Philadelphia Belly Dance Teacher Showcase. It's happening at Pivot Ballroom in Ardmore on Sunday. At the showcase, several styles of dance will be performed. There will be belly dance-related vendors and open dancing, with teachers happy to show you how it's done. The ticketed showcase starts at 6 p.m. You hear that? It means shark summer has commenced at Camden's Adventure Aquarium. It's their annual celebration of the big fish that goes from now through August 20th. During the event, you can walk through the shark tunnel and listen to a daily chat that explains why shark senses are so acute, why they lose so many teeth, and how they can survive in their aquatic environment. You can also see the Scuba Tooth Fairy swim with the sharks, and you can even adopt one. But you can't take them home.
If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your favor nor your hate.
Lesser than Macbeth and greater. Not so happy, yet much happier. Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none.
So all hail Macbeth and Banquo.
Banquo and Macbeth.
There are no more dangerous predators than human ones, something Shakespeare explores in the tragedy of Macbeth. Delaware Shakespeare Summer Festival, now in its 21st year, will perform with their billing as an innovative production of Macbeth in Wilmington's Rockwood Park. It kicks off on Friday night with performances going through August 6th. Shakespeare is timeless, and so is the Dave Matthews Band. They'll be in concert at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden on Friday and Saturday night in support of their latest album, Walk Around the Moon.
Broke old toys, soldiers lined up, 1, 2, 3. A little kid and everything I did just to save my paper queen. 'Cause love
show starts both nights at 7:30. And that's our time this week. If you want details about what you've heard or information on even more weekend events, including where Art Under the Stars will be, or where you can see the Premier League in Philly, that's right, soccer is coming to Philly, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
I hear strange voices at every step I take, more you can't cry.